Nehemiah 3. Then Eliashib the high priest rose up with his brothers the priests, and they built the sheep gate. They sanctified it, set up its doors, even to the tower of Hamir. They sanctified it to the tower of Hananel. Next to him built the men of Jericho. So you've got this list here of all the people who built different parts of the wall. And it just shows that God remembered what they did. Isaiah had prophesied that God's people would return from exile and would rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, and this is what they're doing. And God is very sensitive to what they did, because, of course, a lot of the Jews didn't even return from exile. They didn't want to respond to the gospel at all, but those who did want to be part of the restored kingdom and actually come and do something about it, God is really sensitive to them, and he's written a list here of their names and who they've fathers were, and exactly what they did. For example, verse 3, the sons of Hasenar built the fish gate. They laid its beams, set up its doors, its bolts, and its bars. Every bolt, every bar, every beam, every door, God noticed. And he's not written this down, well over 2,000 years ago, and God keeps a record. So all that you do for God, every bolt, every bar, God remembers. God remembers and doesn't forget. And that is what gives our work for the Lord such a huge significance. All human labor is in the sweat of our face just to keep alive. But what we do for God lasts forever. And he makes a few comments on how some of them worked. Verse 5, the Tekoites made repairs, but their nobles didn't put their necks to the work of their Lord. So some people worked, but not very hard. They didn't humble themselves, didn't put their necks to the work. And you see, all sorts of different people did the work. And verse 12 says that Shallum worked, he and his daughters. So it wasn't just the men doing this. There were some women who did. And again, God remembered that. And it says there that the Levites repaired as well. They didn't say, well, our job is to just do the spiritual stuff. They actually got their hands dirty. Verse 20, Baruch, the son of Zabai, earnestly repaired another portion. So it doesn't just say he repaired his section. He earnestly did it. Just like we read that some were not so earnest in doing the work. In verse 24, Azariah made repairs beside his own house. Seems to imply that his motives were a bit mixed, because he built the part of the wall that was near his house, so he sort of got personal benefit from it. So again, you know, all these things raise questions about our motives, don't they? God knows our motives. He knows the motives of these men right back all these years ago. Verse 31, Malchijah, one of the goldsmiths, and the merchants repaired the muster gate. Well, I don't suppose merchants and goldsmiths were particularly used to working with their hands, doing this kind of dirty building work. So again, God realized that and God made a note of it. And again, it's just wonderful how God notices what is done for him. It's not that we're saved by works. Our salvation, our place in the kingdom is not of works, lest any man should boast. But it is also true that the judgment of the last day will be of our works, in the sense that God will go through with us the degree to which we have responded. And if we've really grasped this, that I can be in his kingdom and I will be in his kingdom by his grace, then surely we want to do all we can from the purest of motives for his work. And God notices that, and it will be noticed forever.